Joel, after I just tell you, you're probably aware the boss of Asda, Alan Leighton, has said there could be temporary shortages of diesel. How are you going to prevent panic buying? What's your message to those, particularly who use diesel, Secretary of State?
Sure. Well, our message is the same as the message that you'll have seen in recent days from the RAC and the AA, which is to buy fuel at the petrol pump as normal. Supplies are stable. I think Asda also provided a qualification of those comments that were made. We are not seeing shortages of petrol, and we are asking people to follow the advice, not just from the government.
Sorry to talk over you. What about diesel fuel, though, Secretary of State? Isn't that the concern Mr. Leighton cited?
Look, the AA and the RAC have said across the board, when it comes to filling up at the station, at the petrol station where some people buy diesel, as you said, is to fill up as normal and go about their everyday business as they would usually. The supplies are secure, and that's the advice, as I said, not just of the government, but of the AA and the RA.
Isn't there a solution in part to this, which is what we're going to hear from Kemi Badenoch would scrap VAT on energy bills, would save consumers £200 a year. That's going to grab everyone's attention prior to the local elections, isn't it, Secretary of State? That's the answer, isn't it?
Well, as I said, the Chancellor keeps all options under review, come the budget in the autumn, she will consider, she keeps all fiscal decisions under review. But as I said, thanks to the decisions that the Chancellor made at the last budget, energy bills are set to come down by on average £117 just this week, and the bills will be capped for until the end of June.
Let's finish, if we may, by coming to your...